O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May Christ, as he ascends the cross, consumed with thirst and noonday heat, grant those who sing the psalms this hour to grow in thirst for righteousness. May hunger likewise fill their hearts, which he from his own self will sate, that they may lose all taste for sin, and virtue be their sole desire. Then may the Holy Spirit's gifts so fill the souls of those who pray, that passion in the flesh may cool, and chill of mind and heart grow warm. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live. Your will is wonderful indeed, therefore I obey it. The unfolding of your word gives light and teaches the simple. I open my mouth and I sigh as I yearn for your commands. Turn and show me your mercy. Show justice to your friends. Let my steps be guided by your promise. Let no evil rule me. Redeem me from man's oppression, and I will keep your precepts. Let your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Tears stream from my eyes, because your law is disobeyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God stands in the divine assembly. In the midst of the gods he gives judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and favor the cause of the wicked? Do justice for the weak and the orphan. Defend the afflicted and the needy. Rescue the weak and the poor. Set them free from the hand of the wicked. Unperceiving they grope in the darkness, and the order of the world is shaken. I have said to you, you are gods, and all of you sons of the Most High, and yet you shall die like men. You shall fall like any of the princes. Arise, O God, to judge the earth, for you rule all the nations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Mesech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? Turn away your face from my sins, blot out all my guilt. O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design, and not be deprived of your help in this present age, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias.